Hello everybody, I'm George Milan. Thanks for coming to my channel. I'm speaking about sentencing in the United Kingdom. Peter Morrell, former treasurer of the Scottish National Party, recently pleaded guilty to theft of about £400,000. Theft he'd carried out over a period of 13 years, and he's been awarded a five-year prison sentence. So a timely guilty plea results in a one-third reduction, typically, as in he would have got 7.5 years. But I don't think his plea was timely. Well, he was under investigation for 3 years. It's astonishing it took so long for the police in North Britain to put this together, for him to be prosecuted. And he was charged, he pleaded not guilty initially, and then changed his plea. And if you plead not guilty, then you are guilty. That's it. There's no trial. So that's incentivized you to do it, lower sentence, and it just speeds things up, saves a lot of money and time. And there's obviously no chance he'd be acquitted. And the court system would collapse if every trial was contested. But yeah, I'm generally a lenient person. If it's shoplifting once or twice or 10 times or even 20 times, I wouldn't give someone a custodial sentence. You can give them warnings, you can give them fines, you can give them community service and so on. But eventually, you're going to have to give them a, if all that has failed, you're going to have to give them a custodial sentence. So I'd be reluctant to lock people up for trifling offences. It's unjust. Think of Texas where a man stole a stapler. And guess what he got us for a stapler? This is over 10 years ago. He got 14 years imprisonment, a grossly unjust sentence, just absolutely outrageous. And you think that must be more than 1 year for every dollar it cost. And then it was appealed by his defense that the maximum sentence for theft of this scale must be 2 years. And the Attorney General of Texas, no, he fought it all the way to the Supreme Court, said the guy must get 14 years. And indeed, the 14-year sentence was upheld. And you think of how much a waste of taxpayers' money that is. It's outrageous. And the Attorney General of Texas, who argued the guy must get 14 years, was Ted Cruz, an absolute bigot, a monster, a mass murderer, responsible for atrocities in Gaza as elsewhere. And of course, he's a cheerleader for Donald J. Trump, the biggest thief in the world. With his Trump University, wasn't university at all. Why is he not serving decades for fraud? So you see how grossly inequitable the system is in the United States. And there is another argument about Morrell. I sometimes think, well, hit this guy where it hurts in the wallet. If I was walking down the street at midnight and I knew that Peter Morrell was coming the other way, I wouldn't be worried about that because he's not dangerous. Prisons are rather for dangerous people. Fine him to his utter ruin. Whatever Magna Carta says, you could repeal that. And, you know, just take away his house, bankrupt him. Could you take away private pension? Could you take away a state pension? And then it's not going to cost the public anything. People like Chris Hoon, that Liberal Democrat member of parliament who contested their leadership, when it was simply perjury, lying about who was driving the car to avoid points in his license. And he got was a 1 year sentence released after 6 months. And again, he's not dangerous. Wouldn't you fine him hundreds of thousands of pounds rather than clog up the prisons? And we can't put really dangerous people there. But, you know, I read about these guys who stole far less. Who stole watches, you know, £25,000 worth of watches, and they get about 5 years as well. So with this £400,000 to £25,000, you get the same amount of time. It's not remotely proportionate. People who stole cars in the tens of thousands and got a sentence roughly the same as Peter Morrell. Now, I know he's in North Britain. Some of these people are in South Britain. It depends on the judge, their sentencing guidelines. So, yeah, and I remember in the riots in 2011, a woman stole a water bottle and she got 2 years in prison. That's totally unfair, far, far too long. I mean, unless it was she committed dozens of offences, I would have given her a fine. Or like, what is the cost of the water bottle? We'll fine you 10 times that, maybe even 100 times that, something like that. But not jail. Then she can't work. Then it's costing people a lot of you know, money to keep her in there, because keeping someone in Category A costs like £70,000 a year. I've heard of someone saying keeping a murderer locked up costs £1 million a year. I think that's not quite true. But still, so there's someone who hates paying taxes. I want to keep this down. Now, there are some truly wicked people who commit some really vile crimes and are just enraged by it. And I want to be in prison for a very, very long time. I suppose that's different. I mean, what I'd be hard on is premeditated violence. If you planned it, you went out to commit crime of violence, that's it. That's why robbery, as in with violence, the theft thereof, attracts a much higher sentence than theft, because the idea is theft, you did it maybe surreptitiously, and robbery, you either hit somebody or threaten someone with a knife or whatever, and then you put someone in fear of violence, and that gets a longer sentence, even if you manage to rob a tenner, or is it robbed £1 million through some online fraud, you get a shorter sentence. And the thing about armed robbery is if it goes wrong, it ends up as a murder. Well, it didn't end up as a murder, but what if the would-be victim tried to grab the gun and then you shot him dead? What if the would-be victim turned around. You might have, what if the gun went off by accident? You could do so very much to discourage that. What do you think, Peter Morrell? Has he been done an injustice by going to jail at all, or is it too soft on him? And how did Nicola Sturgeon know nothing? I mean, their household income in some years was going up over 20%, and she didn't notice anything. How thick can she be? There's also such an abuse of trust, because he was in this position where he was able to handle the funds of the party, and he's able to get away with it, small things, for a long time. What's the psychology behind it? Is it kleptomania? Was it one van that he drove only 4 miles ever? Cups he didn't use? Buying these things online with a party credit card and putting it down as whatever equipment for an event or something like that, and got away with it for an astonishingly long time. People saying, oh, it's Peely's persecution. The coppers are against the Scottish National Party, just like they were against Alex Salmond when he was accused of all those crimes he didn't commit. What say you? Should Nicola Sturgeon be joining him in prison? Do they have a joint bank account? I don't know. But maybe it all came out of his bank account. How did she not notice anything? She's purblind. All right. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Collins, 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye. Toodaloo.